Shanti. 12th September 2019. Thursday. The essence. Sweet children, day and night, think Baba Baba within, and you will experience limitless happiness. It will remain in your intellect that Baba is giving you the treasures of Kuber. Sweet children, day and night, think Baba Baba within, and you will experience limitless happiness. It will remain in your intellect that Baba is giving you unlimited treasures of Kuber. Baba and Baba. Baba is saying, think of this thing, means keep on meditating, keep on revising. Let this soundless chant go on within. He is not telling it to just say through mouth, but this is internal self dialogue. This is self talk. This is inner reflection. What Baba says is the chantless chant. The chantless chant. Ajapa Jap. Let this chantless chant go on all the time. And when you have this music, melody going on within, you will experience limitless happiness, apar khushi, and you will have in your intellect that Baba is giving us unlimited treasures. Treasures of Kuber. Who is Kuber? Is the Lord of Wealth, Lord of Riches. It's shown in the scriptures that he is Lokpal and Dikpal, is the Lord. And it is also shown that he was the brother of Ravan, and he was the king of Lanka. But then Ravan came and snatched away Lanka from Kuber, and he himself became the king. So Kuber is someone who is the Dhanadipati, who is the lord of the rich or riches. Brother. So in India there is a Tirupati. People give and give donations there. Why? It's something to do with Kuber. People give a lot of donation at Tirupati. Why? The Lord of Tirupati is Venkateshwara, is Vishnu. So when Vishnu was getting married to Padmavati, this Kuber had provided money. So now devotees keep on giving money so that this Vishveshwara can give, Venkateshwara can give money back to Kuber. Because it was Kuber who had given money to Venkateshwara to get married to Padmavati. So there are funny stories. And people keep on donating money. So Baba is saying, keep on chanting. Baba, Baba. This chantless chant. The soundless sound. The wordless word. So when you keep on saying, thinking Baba, Baba, or chanting, there are again different types of chants, japa. One is when you chant, others hear. That is first type of chant. Then the second type of chant is lip chant. The lips move. Others may hear the whisper. And the third is lips don't move. You are chanting within, but there is a chant going on. So this is known as, in Sikh literature, a japa jap, the chantless chant. So keep on saying, Baba says, Baba Baba, all the time. If you don't understand knowledge, if you don't understand the intricacy of knowledge, you need not to go into detail of Gyan. Just keep on saying Baba, 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 Baba everywhere. Then automatically you will have happiness and automatically your intellect will get filled with unlimited treasures of Kuber. There is one Kuber whom Baba often mentions regarding wealth, and another is, who is another one? No, in Murlis, who is a rich and that has been compared with wealth. Karun. There are two, Kuber in Hindu literature and Karun's treasure, that's in Middle East. So these are the figures, or legendary figures Baba often referred. You will get Karun's treasure, you will get Kuber's wealth if you keep on remembering Baba. Find out who was Karun. There's a big story about Karun also. So Karun and Kuber. He was Bhamasha. He was different. He was a rich man, Bhamasha. So there is a Bhamasha schemes in the hospital in Rajasthan. That's so different. He was one of the rich persons. But these are the lords. Kuber is a lord of riches. And this Karun was the king. So, chanting Baba, Baba all the time. How, when? That shows that there is an internal love. We keep on thinking of the person whom we love, or we keep on chanting the name of the person whom we love. And this chant has got a lot of importance in the path of bhakti. So even if you just keep on chanting his name in the path of bhakti, they say, in Kali Yuga, that is the most powerful weapon to attain moksha. For example, Bhagavat starts with that. One lady who has taken birth in South India, she is traveling. She has two sons. She reaches Maharashtra, Karnataka, and then Maharashtra, and she becomes old while traveling, and she reaches Vrindavan. Here she attains little youthfulness back, but her two sons remain old and she is lying there. This is how the Bhagavata Purana starts. That lady is bhakti, two sons are Gyan and Vairagya. So she has taken birth in South India, she has traveled to Karnataka, Maharashtra, Gujarat she had become further weak, and then here she has come to Vrindavan. Here she attains little wealth, and the sage Narada is passing by and he says, what happened? She says, see, I am youth and my two sons have died, almost in coma, Bhakti and Vairag. They have become old. So he says, don't worry, I will revive them. And he starts chanting Upanishads, Puran and Vedas. But they slightly come to activity, they don't get totally conscious. Then he starts searching what to do, how to revive the two sons of Bhakti. Then he goes to that Sanaka Rishi, one of the four. And then they tell him that, okay, that is the thing. Take this Bhagavad Purana. And then the entire Bhagavad Purana is narrated. And the two sons are revived back to life. So it's said that it's only by chanting the name of the Lord that again the bhakti which is the love of God, and Gyan and Vairagya. These are the two sons of Bhakti. They are revived back. So this is how they have shown the importance of chanting name of God. Now God himself is saying that keep on repeating this within your heart. He's not just telling to, sometimes in the Murli it often comes, keep on chanting Baba Baba. But here Baba says, this is an internal chant. Keep on saying Baba, Baba, Baba. So that you remain full with him. So, first it is the mind, thoughts, feelings, everything. Fill it with him. Second is speech. Even the speech should be filled with Baba and Baba. And then actions. All our actions should be Baba oriented and God centered. If this is an action, the center of the action should be God. Whatever we do, that should be for Him. Whatever we do, that should be directed towards Him, for Him, through Him, by Him. Everything should be centered around Him. So in all the actions, keep on saying Baba, Baba. In all the speeches, keep on saying Baba, Baba. In all the thoughts, keep on repeating the same mantra, Baba, Baba. In all the relationships, keep on saying Baba, Baba. In all the behavior pattern, should have Baba, Baba. So it's Mansa, Vacha, Karmana, Sammant and Chalan. All the five things should have just one word. We think, let the thoughts get linked with Baba. We speak, and when we speak, let others are reminded of Baba. Baba has said in one of the Murlis, when you speak, others should start remembering Baba. Behavior should be such that others are reminded of Baba. Relationships, all relationships with Him, and also the worldly relationships should have Baba as the center. We should not be related to others by our personal relationship, but there should be Baba in between. Then only that relation is divine, spiritual. Otherwise that relation deteriorates into physicality, worldliness, into familiarity, too much closeness, and then further frustration. So, all your Baba is saying, keep on saying Baba, Baba, internally, not with words, but internally. But even words, what is internally will come in words. Then all feelings, fill the feelings with Baba, Baba. All emotions, because unless and until we are emotionally involved with something, that thing doesn't sink in to subconscious mind. Because subconscious mind doesn't understand the language of logic. It understands the language of feelings, emotions. So you should be emotionally, and we should be emotionally involved. Then only such a thing will happen. So all feelings. Then all memories. Fill them with Baba. All the memories. Imagination, fantasies, fancies, fill them with Baba. Dreams, whatever is happening here, the same will penetrate, percolate into dreams. Dreams are coming from that bed of subconscious, where the thoughts of the conscious are dribbling into throughout the day. And whatever that has entered into the subconscious, from conscious, this is conscious mind, this is subconscious mind. So throughout the day, what we keep on thinking, that is entering the subconscious, bit by bit. And the same thing is coming out when this becomes calm at night. Conscious mind is calm, so everything starts as if a flood is coming out from subconscious mind. The gates, floodgates are opened. The floodgates are opened and the flood of the conscious, subconscious thoughts enter into the conscious, and the result is dreams. So linked with all your, automatically all your dreams should be Baba oriented, Baba centered. And then your drishti, your vision, see his world, see everyone as his children, see everyone as his great creation, and you will be reminded of him automatically. And then vritti, the vritti depends upon deep thoughts and what vritti is getting created. The vritti what is the vritti? The vritti should again be Baba oriented. And then drishtikon, that is perspective. One is drishti, that is seeing souls. Another is perspective, is viewpoint. Our viewpoint should be positive. Again, Baba oriented. And then your habits. Habits, such habits that will increase love of God. Such habits which are not self-destructive, which are creative habits. So again, Baba, Baba in all these things. And then your body and wealth. Whatever money we have, whatever wealth we have, whatever material treasures that we have, let that be used only for him. As Baba said, divide the money. Keep something for yourself, keep something for future, for your family, and then rest keep for Baba. So money should be utilized in proper manner. And the person whom we are giving money, we should be very meticulous about it, that he doesn't waste it. So let wealth be, everything regarding wealth should come from that love for Baba. And then this body, how do we deal with this body? Link Baba consciousness in dealing with this body. Because you have to develop detachment from the body, but at the same time, we have to take care of the body, nurture this body. Because we know that when we fall sick of all purushart, all efforts come to a standstill. That it is utmost important that you take care of your body. So, body consciousness should turn into Baba consciousness. That body has been given by him. It's to be utilized for tapasya and service. That's it. It's not for indulgence. It's not for gratification just, but some higher purpose of this body. So, body. And then, intellect and sanskars. Let all sanskars be Baba oriented or Baba centered, emanating from love of God. The intellect, Baba says, you have got divine intellect. Recently, last Sunday or before that, there was a Murli on divine intellect. Divine intellect is a gift. Divine intellect is a lift. Divine intellect is a canopy. Divine intellect is the flight. Divine intellect is the golden container. So divine intellect is a gift. Divine intellect is a lift. Divine intellect is a canopy. Divine intellect is the golden container. Divine intellect is the flight. So divine intellect. So divine intellect means an intellect which is filled with God. And then whatever you eat, eating, let that be in remembrance of Baba. Whatever you listen, let that be in remembrance of Baba. And whatever you write, that writing should be Baba oriented. And when I say writing, it doesn't mean just writing notes, but writing mails, typing SMS, and all the digital communication. That should be Baba oriented communication. Otherwise, people are engaged in sending messages which are undivine and ungodly. And the last point, 21, touching. Our touch should be a divine touch and not the physical touch. So in all these 21 things, fill the intellect, fill the mind, fill the speech, fill the sanskar, fill the habits, drishti, vritti, drishtikon, writing, listening, eating, behavior, and your relationships, and your dreams, your feelings, your awareness, your imagination, everything. This all should be filled with that Baba consciousness. So when you fill your overall being with Him, then what happens? You will have happiness and you will have treasures of Kuber and treasures of Karun, both of them. Option.